in glorification of Advaita Acharya from Chaitanya Charitamrita and from a book called Sri Advaita Prakash. Basically the pastimes of Advaita Acharya. So we can repeat responsibly. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jay Jay Sri Chaitanya Jay Nityananda. Jay Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jay Jay Sri Chaitanya Jay Nityananda. Jay Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai
Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So there's a whole chapter in glorification of the Pancha Tattva, including Advaita Acharya. Those of you that are new, on the altar, second level, we have a picture of five personalities called Panchatattva. And personality on our far left is the eldest, he's Advaita Acharya. And he appeared 500 and odd years ago. He was the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, and we'll read a few verses in glorification of Advaita Acharya. Basically, Advaita Acharya represents the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead also. Because of his prayers, his intentful and wonderful prayers, he attracted the Supreme Personality of Godhead to appear in this world. He attracted Lord Chaitanya. And therefore we sing, Doya Karo Sita Pati Advaita Gosai. His wife's name was Sita, so Sita Pati, the husband of Mother Sita. Tava Kripa Bole Pai Chaitanya Nitai. By your mercy, we can get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So Advaita Acharya was a very wonderful personality, many, many wonderful pastimes of Advaita Acharya. But Advaita Acharya, when he came to this world, he saw that no one was interested in Krishna consciousness. There were no devotees practically, especially in India at that time. There were a lot of impersonalists, plenty all over the planet in fact. But especially in India there were so many impersonalists, and Advaita Acharya he was feeling that how come there is no one here glorifying Krishna? No one with pure devotion. And he didn't feel angry. He wasn't angered by the situation. In fact, he was feeling pity that how come these living entities are not attracted to Krishna? How come they don't have devotion to Krishna? And in this way his compassion was aroused, and he felt that he has to pray to Krishna to personally come and give them love for Krishna, give them devotion. So then he started to worship Shalagram Shila with Tulsi and Ganges water, and in this way described that his prayers penetrated the earthly planet, went through the coverings of the different heavenly planets, went through the covering of this universe, went through the covering of all the universes, and entered into Vaikuntha. And there that those prayers touched Lord Chaitanya, touched Lord Krishna's heart. And in this way Lord Chaitanya descended, appeared. So if we just analyze the situation, Advaita Acharya's compassion and mercy brought Lord Chaitanya to deliver the fallen souls in this world. And that same compassion was continued in the mission of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada also exhibiting that compassion to the fallen souls, left India, came to America, and distributed Krishna consciousness to the world. And now we have that very, very important responsibility, because Advaita Acharya is no more here. Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda are not here in their prakat form, in their manifested form. Srila Prabhupada is not here in his manifested form. So they were great compassionate personalities and wanted to deliver the mercy of Krishna to the fallen souls. So now we have that great, very, very great responsibility. So if we don't take up the mission of distributing the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, mercy of Lord Krishna to the fallen souls, then this very, very reason, important reason of the appearance of Advaita Acharya and then the appearance of Lord Chaitanya will be lost. And that valuable gift that Advaita Acharya wanted to give all the living entities will be stopped in this yuga, in this kalpa. So therefore we have to try as much as possible to glorify Advaita Acharya, to understand his mission, get his mercy, and then try to render some service to also give Krishna consciousness, give what Advaita Acharya came to distribute to the souls. So we'll read a few verses in glorification of Advaita Acharya, and then we'll read a wonderful pastime. Because Advaita Acharya, he is a personality, his personality is composed of two personalities. You could say he's got a transcendental split personality. He's an expansion, a Amsa form, expansion of Sadashiva, Lord Shiva himself. And he's also an expansion of Mahavishnu. So you'll find many verses in glorification of Advaita Acharya as Mahavishnu himself, and he's also Sadashiva. So I'll read a few verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is the 6th chapter, Adilila. Vande tvam Shri Advaita Charam Adbhuta Cheshtitam Yasya Prasadam Agnapi Tatswarupam Nirupayate. I offer my respectful obeisance to Sri Advaita Acharya, whose activities are all wonderful. By his mercy, even a foolish person can describe his characteristics. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Acharya. All glories to all devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pancha sloke kahila Sri Nityananda Tattva, sloka dravya kahi Advaita Acharya Mahatattva. In 5 verses I have described the principle of Lord Nityananda. Then in the following 2 verses I describe the glories of Sri Advaita Acharya. Mahavishnu jagat karta mayaya yashri chyatyada tasya vartara evayam Advaita Acharya Ishvara. Lord Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of Maya. Advaitam harina advaita acharyam bhakti samna samsaya samsanat bhakta dvaram visham tvam advaicharam ashraya. Because he is not different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita. And because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya. He is the Lord and the incarnation of Lord of the Lord's devotee. Therefore, I take shelter of him. So he is Advaita because he is not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that also is represented by Mahavishnu. He is Mahavishnu. And he is also the incarnation of the Lord's devotee, Shambhu is also represented as the devotee of the Lord, but also as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But here he is called Acharya because he propagates the science of Krishna consciousness. And therefore he is Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya Gosani Shaksha Ishvara Yanhara Mahimayane Jivara Gochara. Sri Advaita Acharya is indeed directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. His glory is beyond the conception of ordinary living beings. Mahavishnu performs all the functions of the creation of the universe. Sri Advaita Acharya is his direct incarnation. That Purusha creates and maintains with his external energy. He creates innumerable universes in his pastimes. By his will, he manifests himself in unlimited forms in which he enters each and every universe. Sri Advaita Acharya is a planetary part of that Purusha. So he is not different from him. Indeed, Sri Advaita Acharya is not separate, but is another form of that Purusha. He, Advaita Acharya, helps in the pastimes of the Purusha, with whose material energy and whose will he creates innumerable universes. Jagata Mangala Advaita Mangala Gunadama Mangala Charita Sada Mangala Yandara Nama. Being the realm of all auspicious attributes, Sri Advaita Acharya is all auspicious for the world. His characteristics, activities, and name are always auspicious. So, Advaita Acharya, naturally he came, he appeared, and he taught the principles of devotion. He was, at that time, he was the Acharya. He was the leader of the Vaishnavas, and he would discuss Krishna Katha, he would discuss the glories of bhakti. And as described, he was Mahavishnu himself. So if he is Mahavishnu himself, then naturally he is all powerful. And he himself could have distributed the glories of bhakti all over. But he wanted to pave the path for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. And therefore, it's described that one of the reasons Lord Chaitanya appeared was the prayers of Advaita Acharya. There were two other internal reasons. This was the external reason of Lord Chaitanya appearing. But there were two internal reasons for Lord Chaitanya to appear. One of them was Lord Krishna wanted to understand what it means to be a devotee and experience the love that Radharani has for him, and also to experience the bliss in devotional service. So therefore, for those reasons, Lord Chaitanya appeared. But externally, we understand that Advaita Acharya prayed and Lord Chaitanya appeared. Now, when Advaita Acharya was praying, naturally, there were no signs, external signs, to say that now Lord Chaitanya has appeared directly. But from the different pastimes that ensued when Lord Chaitanya appeared, Advaita Acharya could appreciate, understand that actually his prayers were fulfilled. So I will try to read a few pastimes in this regard. Now the first pastime that I'd like to read from this book is in regards to how Lord Shiva himself, because we understand Advaita Acharya is also an expansion of Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva, he is Ashutosh. He is very easily pleased. And he is very easily angered. But he is also very, very merciful. And there are many pastimes that relate ultimately to why Lord Chaitanya appeared. We know also where Parvati, Narad Muni, went to see Narayan, and he got some Mahaprasad, some remnants from Lakshmi, from Narayan's Mahaprasad plate. So then he took that and he was in ecstasy, and then he went to see Lord Shiva, and when Lord Shiva saw him, he was in ecstasy dancing. but he got, you know, maha maha prasadam. So then Lord Shiva asked him, you know, why are you in so much ecstasy? He said, well, I got eminence. So then Lord Shiva said, well, it's mine. And you know, there was obviously nothing left, but in his nails there was some maha prasad left. So he said, well, I got this grain, you know, stomach grain. Lord Shiva said, well, that's maha 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 prasad, you give me that. Gave it to him, and Lord Shiva went into ecstasy, taking that. And Parvati was there, and Parvati saw what happened. So she said, well, where's my share? You know, so Lord Shiva said, well, what can I do? You know, it's just a grain. What? So she became very angry. That, you know, are you the father of the universe? Lord Shiva and Parvati are basically mother and father of this material universe. Radharani and Lord Krishna, they are the supreme father of all the living entities within all the universes, spiritual and material. So Parvati became very upset that you, the father, you're supposed to be not only sharing with me as a wife, but you're supposed to be sharing with all the living entities. And she became angry, but angered in a way to get the mercy, get the Mahaprasada of Narayana, and not only keep it for oneself, but distribute it. So then she went and performed severe austerities to invoke the mercy of Lord Krishna. And sure enough, the austerities, she performed great austerities, and Lord Krishna appeared. And she prayed that, my Lord, you please give all the living entities your remnants, your mercy. And Lord Krishna said, that will come to you. And then Lord Krishna revealed the form of Lord Chaitanya. And said, this, I will appear in this form and distribute the mercy of Lord Krishna. So in this way, this was another reason why Lord Chaitanya appeared. But we'll read another reason coming from Lord Shiva's side. All glories to Sri Chaitanya, all glories to Sitanath, all glories to Nityananda, along with all the devotees. When the five-headed Lord Shiva is Panchamukhi. Generally you see a picture of Lord Shiva with one face, but actually he is Panchamukhi. Brahma is Chaturmukhi. There's that song, you may know, Jai Prakmar sings, glorifying Chaturmukhi, Brahma Bole, and Panchamukhi Shiva Bole. Hare Krishna, and then you know they sing the mantra. So Lord Shiva is four-headed. Lord Brahma is four-headed, and Lord Shiva is five-headed. When the five-headed Lord Shiva saw Kali Yuga was filled with terrible sins, he thought, "How can I deliver the living entities?" After a long discussion with Yoga Maya, he concluded that no one other than Lord Hari could deliver the fallen souls. Sada Shiva, who is always joyful at heart, then went to the shore of the causal ocean. That great yogi then sat in yogic meditation for 700 years, until Mahavishnu, the Lord of the universe, was pleased with his severe austerity and appeared before him. When the five-headed Shiva saw Lord Narayan there, he offered many indescribable prayers. Mahavishnu then said, "You and I are not different, except for our separate bodies." Saying this, he embraced Lord Shiva, and the two bodies became one. So this is how Sada Shiva and Mahavishnu are one personality. And it's not that when Mahavishnu embraced Lord Shiva, then they became, you know, they merged, their bodies merged, and they became one personality. So then what happened to Lord Shiva? And what happened to Mahavishnu? Did they unmanifest, disappear, not exist because now they became one? No. Lord Shiva eternally exists and Mahavishnu exists eternally. But just by two bodies, transcendental bodies coming, embracing and merging, another personality appeared. This is also how Lord Chaitanya appears. Lord Krishna, by embracing Srimati Radharani, transforms into Lord Chaitanya. Therefore Lord Chaitanya is not different from Radha and Krishna. But Radha and Krishna eternally exist. Who could understand his mind? It was most wonderful how they became one form with golden pure effulgent limbs, chanting Krishna, Krishna. Suddenly there was a miraculous voice from the sky saying, "Listen, Mahavishnu, you first descend in this form in the womb of Lava. Later I will descend in the district of Nadia, in the house of Sachi and Jagannath. Balaram and the other devotees will also take birth in order to deliver the living entities." On hearing this, Mahavishnu, who is not different from Lord Shiva, entered the womb of Lava in Shantipur. Lava was austere, chaste, religious-minded wife of Kubera Pandit. Previously, the well-to-do Kubera Pandit had devotedly performed austerities and chanted mantras to get Lord Shiva as his son. Lord Shiva was pleased by his austerities and agreed by saying, "So be it, your desire will be fulfilled." That is why Kubera took birth in this world. He was given the name Sriman Kubera Acharya, and by dint of his knowledge and religiousness, he was worshipful by all. I am unable to describe all these good qualities. People glorify him as the son of Nrisimha. Nrisimha was a descendant of Aruk Oja and was also known as Nadiyala. He could remember anything he heard and was famous throughout the three worlds for being well versed in scriptures and expert in the explanations. By the strength of Nrisimha's counsel, Sri Ganesh captured the throne of the Buddha of Goladesh by killing Badasha, a class of Kapa Brahmanas who resided in Loda, were formed by his daughter's marriage. Kubera Acharya was an inspiration to his family line by his role as the king's pandit. After marriage, he gradually had many sons, but when they all died, he had some realization. He went to the beautiful Shantipur on the bank of the Ganges and stayed there with Lava for some days. One day he noted some symptoms of pregnancy in Lava's form. He therefore worshipped Lord Narayan with various articles and satisfied the Brahmanas. The poor and the blind by feeding them. At that time Kubera got a letter from the king, so he returned home with his wife. His residence was in Navagram, in the district of Loda, where Divyasimha was reigning. When he returned to Navagram, the residents offered him a warm reception. Delighted on seeing the Acharya after many days, the king greeted him and inquired about his well-being. The king said, "Tell me some good news. Why have you been delayed? Your good association is the source of joy for me. I consider my kingdom void without you." The Acharya replied, "You are an ocean of mercy. You are always kind to the poor Brahmanas. The banks of the Ganges is an enchanting holy place. Living there is equal to living in Swarga. I returned because of your order, otherwise I had no desire to leave that place. By the will of the Lord, my wife has again become pregnant, for whatever is destined becomes manifest." The king said, As she became pregnant in a holy place, I am sure the result will be auspicious. Forget your past lamentation. Pray to the Lord and he will bless you with a wonderful son." In this way they had many discussions. At that time a Brahmana astrologer came. The astrologer said, "Listen, Pandit Mahashaya, there is no doubt that you will get a divine son. He will live a long life and be fully conversant with the religious code of scriptures. I can see that you will widely spread devotional service." Saying this, the astrologer disappeared. Later the king searched for him, but he could not be found. Considering this very astounding, people considered that astrologer must have been some demigod. The Acharya was pleased by the astrologer's prediction. He returned home and explained everything to Lava, who replied, "The Lord's glory is unlimited. By his grace our miseries may disappear. Saintly persons say that whoever worships Lord Vishnu with devotion will meet good fortune everywhere." On hearing this, Acharya, who is situated in pure knowledge, said, "Yes, dear, this is the Vedic conclusion. By worshipping Vishnu, all the demigods are worshipped, all perfection is attained, and one is freed from all illusion." who whereas then devotedly worshipped Lord Narayan in great opulence with many articles. He offered Vishnu Prasad to the Brahmanas and gave clothes to the poor, the blind and the distressed. Now listen to the wonderful story. Once at the end of night, Lalba Thakurani had a dream in which she saw Lord Harihara appear in her lotus heart. The beauty of the Lord's limbs illumined all directions. He sweetly chanted the holy name of Hari, danced with raised arms. Tears of love flowed from his eyes, and he lost all external consciousness. He chanted Hare Krishna and roared loudly. Hearing his chanting, Yamaraj, the son of Surya, came there. Yamaraj saw the sweetness of Hari Hara's combined form, resembled that of Hara Gauri. Then chanting effulgence of his body defeated the shining of millions of suns. Who has the capacity to describe their beauty? As he chanted Hare Krishna, his hair stood on end and tears incessantly flowed from his eyes like the Ganges. His body was inundated with ecstatic love, and the waves of that love expanded as he danced. Seeing his transcendental mood, the beloved son of Surya offered full obeisances and various prayers. With folded hands, Yamaraj sweetly said, O Lord, please listen. This Kali Yuga is covered with darkness of ignorance. It is certainly wonderful that you incarnate in such an age. By seeing you, the sinful will be delivered and my authority will be finished. Therefore, dear Lord, kindly remain unmanifest and deliver this servant of yours from danger. Hearing Yamaraj's appeal, the Lord slightly smiled and said, O Dharmaraj, you are in illusion. Be peaceful. Don't you realize how much the sinful entities, living entities are suffering? Learned persons and saints feel sorry for the sufferings of others. If someone is suffering the reactions of his karma, then who has the power to free him? Being covered by illusion, the living entity does not know his own interest, self-interest. He foolishly considers insignificant sense enjoyment as his self-interest. One is attached to material life, is bound by his fruitive work, just as a diseased person suffers when he takes wrong food. Particularly in Kali Yuga, the living entity becomes whimsical and suffers in the blazing fire of material life. Seeing their unbearable distress, my mind became impatient and I made a vow. The Maha Mantra counteracts the bondage of karma and enables one to attain pure Krishna friends. By teaching sinful persons the transcendental holy name, I will empower and deliver them. That is why I will take birth now. Later, saints will sing the glories of Kali Yuga. I have one more staunch vow. I will without doubt make the Lord descend. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will descend along with his followers, and the whole country will be all flooded with pure Krishna friends. Your authority will not be lost by this. However, for blasphemers and atheists will never be delivered. On hearing this, Yamaraj returned to his abode. Lalba Devi then woke up from a dream and described the wonderful vision to her husband, Kubera Pandit, who was amazed to hear the story. The chaste Lalba Devi passed 10 months in pregnancy and then the fatal child took birth on the auspicious 7th day of the waxing moon in the month of March, January, February. On that auspicious day, all the ladies took bath, gave charity, chanted the holy name, and made auspicious sounds, Ulu. Although the devotees did not understand the cause of the happiness, their bliss knew no bounds. In due course of time, Kubera called an astrologer, who after calculation named the child Kamala Laksha. At the age of 5, the child looked strikingly wonderful. He didn't eat anything other than Krishna Prasad. Thereafter, on an auspicious day, Kubera gave his son his first lesson. And within the month, Advaita Prabhu mastered the entire alphabet. Praying at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, Shri Advaita always desiring Devasi Ai, Ishana Nagara, great Shri Advaita Prakash. So, you will see how Advaita Acharya's mother, she had this wonderful vision of Advaita Acharya before he even appeared. And the revelation of his activity that he's going to come and bring the Supreme Lord down to the Supreme Krishna consciousness was revealed to him. And then naturally Advaita Acharya appeared and many pastimes were taking place. Lord Chaitanya appeared and they didn't know that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself and appeared because of Advaita Acharya's prayer. But Lord Chaitanya's first elder brother, Vishwarupa, he would go to Advaitacharya's house, and they would have glorification of the Bhagavatam, and Mother Sachi would send Nimai to go call Vishwarupa, to call his brother during lunchtime. So Lord Chaitanya, a small baby, he was a very small child, he would go to call his elder brother. And he would come where they would be discussing the glories of bhakti. And he would pull his brother's dhoti and say, you know, because he's small little babies, only covered by the four directions. And he would pull the dhoti and he would tell his brother, Mata has cooked rice, please come. And when Advaita Acharya and the devotees saw Nimai, they completely stopped talking about Krishna consciousness. They couldn't think, they became stunned. And they could just, all they could do is just gaze at the beautiful golden form of Nimai. And nobody would say anything, their eyes would get locked on Nimai, and they would be stunned in ecstasy just looking at Nimai. And slowly Advaita Acharya began to realize who Nimai was. Especially one time they began chanting Kirtan, and Nimai appeared on the scene. So Nimai appeared, and Advaita Acharya again saw the beautiful form of Nimai and became stunned. And then he asked Nimai, why have you come? And Nimai said, well, why did you call me? And then he ran away. So that was the first sign, why did you call me? And then Advaita Acharya began to glorify and talk about Nimai Pandit. And Gadara Pandit, he one day came to Advaita Acharya and started to, you know, question Advaita Acharya, why are you, you know, glorifying this young boy, this little child? Every time he told him about a little child. And then Advaita Acharya told Gadara Pandit, when will you realize that he is not a little boy? And that's when Gadara Pandit, he realized that Nimai Pandit is no ordinary person. He must be Krishna himself. And then as the pastimes unfold, naturally Lord Chaitanya then reveals himself. There was one beautiful pastime, because here Advaita Acharya, he is Mahavishnu. And we know that Durga Parvati, she is subservient to Mahavishnu. So one time, Advaita Acharya's father, Kuvera Pandit, he took Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya was about 10 years old. He took him to one village where the king was celebrating Durga Puja, or Durga's appearance day. So they were having, you know, worship of Durga, and Durga's deity was on the altar. So they came into the village, and the king received Kuvera and his little young Advaita Acharya and Kamala Laksha. And then the king told Advaita Acharya and his father, please go and offer respects to Durga, the appearance day. So young Kamala Laksha, he said no. So then the king, he said, oh, don't be a nonsense boy, don't be a naughty boy. You should go offer, you know, his appearance day, you know, it's important to respect. And he said no. So then the king told the father, you know, please, you know, tell your son to see he's misbehaving. How can you disrespect Durga like that? It's appearance day, it's important to respect. So then Kuvera, he told Advaita Acharya, you know, please, my young boy, please, you know, don't offend the king, go and offer your respect. So then Advaita Acharya, he told the king and his father that I will go and offer obeisances, but whatever consequence comes out of that, the king should accept. So the king thought, well, what inauspiciousness can come out from a little young boy going to offer obeisances to Durga? So the king said, okay, sure. So Advaita Acharya said, okay. So Advaita Acharya went into the temple, And as he came into the temple, he was going to offer obeisances, and just before he touched the ground, before his head touched the ground, the deity unmanifested from, or rather Durga unmanifested from the deity, and she left the place. And she exhibited her leaving that place by the deity shattering into hundreds of pieces. So the deity form just shattered, and Advaita Acharya, just before he could touch the ground, the deity left, and Advaita Acharya could not offer obeisances. So then Advaita Acharya went to his father and said, "So now this place has become inauspicious, let's leave." So here we see how Durga, Parvati, she could understand who Advaita Acharya is. "This is my lord, this is my master. How can my master offer me obeisances?" So before the master could offer obeisances, she left the place. So Advaita Acharya, he's Mahavishnu, he's Lord Shiva, and this was a beautiful pastime to show also that even the deity of Durga could recognize that this was Lord Shiva, and therefore she exhibited this wonderful pastime. So in this way, Advaita Acharya, he performed many wonderful pastimes. He brought Lord Chaitanya to this world, and he also sent Lord Chaitanya back to the spiritual worlds. Lord Chaitanya was invited by Advaita Acharya, and Lord Chaitanya did not leave this world until he received an invitation, or rather a message, a secret message. Lord Chaitanya sent Jagannanda Pandit to give a message to Mother Sachi, and also to go see Advaita Acharya. And then when he went to go see Advaita Acharya, Advaita Acharya gave him a sonnet, a quoted poem, sonnet. And that it was like Bengali. Nobody could understand the sonnet. So then Jagannath Pandit, he came and he gave the sonnet to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya read the sonnet and could understand. The English meant that now rice is finished in the marketplace. So Lord Chaitanya, when he got that message, he could understand, okay, the rice was compared to the distribution of the holy name, and now there are no buyers. Everyone has got the mercy of the holy name, everyone has got the mercy of Krishna. So now the business of the salesman, who is Lord Chaitanya, to distribute rice, the holy name, the mercy, is now completed, finished. So there's no rice and there's no more sellers. So now the salesperson can go back home. So then Lord Chaitanya, he got this message, and then he entered into the Jagannath temple. Different place, one place described Jagannath temple, another place described the Gopinath temple, and then another incident, Lord Chaitanya enters into Ganges and disappears. In the Jagannath temple, Lord Chaitanya walks in, and his associates are behind, and all of a sudden, as he walks in, the doors automatically close before anyone could enter, and then after a few minutes, the door opens, and the devotees realize Lord Chaitanya has unmanifested and disappeared. And Lord Chaitanya, in the Ganges, Lord Chaitanya just went to the Ganges and then disappeared. And in the Totokopina temple, Lord Chaitanya entered into the temple and merged into the deity through the knee. So if you go to India, you can go and go to this temple of Totokopina, and you'll see. You'll see the knee of the deity is like cracked. So that's where Lord Chaitanya is said to have merged into the deity, not different from the deity. So in this way, Advaita Acharya, he mercifully brought Lord Chaitanya, and he mercifully sent Lord Chaitanya back. But the mission of Lord Chaitanya, worthy of Advaita Acharya, is still very much present. In fact, when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta First Maharaj, when he wanted to start the mission of Krishna consciousness, he would even see the Panchatattva even then, that they were still present. So the Panchatattva is that these personalities are very much present, and we're very fortunate to be in the line of these great personalities. So therefore we should pray on this day. Advaita Acharya also represents the ideal householder. He showed how to live an ideal household life, dedicating everything to the service of Krishna and worshipping Krishna. There's also a wonderful pastime of Advaita Acharya, because he's the most elderly person in the Panchatattva, in the service of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya always accepted Advaita Acharya as elderly. So he always offered obeisances to Advaita Acharya. But Advaita Acharya didn't like that. Because, you know, he knows he's Krishna. And I'm the servant of Krishna. So Advaita Acharya, he decided that he must get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And the way he did that was he started to preach impersonal philosophy. And when he preached impersonal philosophy, Lord Chaitanya naturally did not approve of that. So Lord Chaitanya, young Nimai, he came home and he grabbed hold of Advaita Acharya. You can imagine, young boy Nimai, there's elderly Advaita Acharya, you know, elderly Mother Sita, and Lord Chaitanya grabs Advaita Acharya, drags him, and starts to beat him up right in front of Mother Sita Thakurani. And Mother Sita, she doesn't understand, you know, she's thinking, what's happening here? You know, how can young Nimai, you know, hit an elderly, practically like his grandfather, and he's beating him, you know, practically like fisting and beating him. And Advaita Acharya, he is in ecstasy, he is laughing and smiling and rolling and saying, more, give your mercy, thank you for your mercy. So, you know, Sita Thakurani, she couldn't really appreciate or understand what was happening. But Advaita Acharya, he was very, very happy. And then he prayed to Lord Chaitanya and said, thank you very much for giving me your mercy. So, there was a wonderful relationship between Advaita Acharya and Lord Chaitanya. Very, very sweet. So today we can pray to Advaita Acharya to give us the strength to continue in our own Krishna consciousness, and at the same time, try to continue his desire of distributing the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, the mercy of Krishna to the fallen souls. Shri Advaita Acharya ki jai, Shri Shri Panchatattva ki jai.